host, and we're going to have a wonderful evening of music, entertainment. Our featured artist at 8 o'clock is Don White. That's why many of you are here. But you're also here for our mini-set performer, John McLean, who will be performing with Camille Breeze, and that'll be at 7:30. We have many open micers signed up, so we're just going to try to keep things moving. A guest host for our open mic performers tonight is Brenda Assis, and she will also perform. Helping us with sound tonight, first of all, our sound volunteer way in the back here. Please give him a big hand, Ira Grauman. And he'll be recording audio and video of everyone tonight. And assisting him tonight will be Mark Hastings right here. Please give him a big hand. Also, being sort of a jack of all trades tonight will be Gail Finney, who can help you out with your questions and guide you on the right path for the evening, or a happy path, in any case. Thank you, Gail. And also very important is Subas, who is behind the bar, and he'll take great care of you. Please give him a hand and be generous to him. And if he hasn't come to your table, feel free to go up to the bar and order. So we're going to go and get started with the open mic. We're going to be having open mic performers until 7:30 when we have the mini set. And the first few performers will be Mark Hastings, Rick Quimby, Dan Tappan, Gail Finney, Ann Sandstrom, Harriet Hart, Brenda Assis, Sandra Waddick, Jane Fallon, and Bev Rodriguez. So right now, I'd like to give a big welcome to Mark Hastings, who's going to come and he's a marvelous pianist, a fine songwriter, and also covers a lot of great tunes. And he will be featuring on Tuesday, September 9th, over at the new venue we will go to in September, out in Littleton, called Act 3. Please welcome Mark Hastings.
Thank you, Ellen. Hello. Thank you, Ellen. Also, if any of you happen to be out in Carlisle next Saturday, I'll be out playing the farmer's market there. Love to see you. I thought I'd do a song tonight that everybody knows, but nobody ever does. And given the time of year, it seemed like it might be appropriate. And especially given some of the stuff that's been going on politically. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so valiantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
great. Getting ready for the fourth. Great, Mark. Okay, and...